This gathering here today on behalf of forest protection for the Act to Save America's Forest is an important step forward in the long effort to protect our living forests. Great strides have been made in the past, and we Americans are proud of our vast open spaces, the national parks and places that we have protected that are as much a part of the American character and nation as freedom and liberty. But there is unfinished business, and time is running out. Most of our original forest ecosystems have long ago been cut down. Yet, a few percent still remain, though they are unprotected, on our federal lands. Our national forests contain the last ancient forests, proud survivors of an era that lasted millions of years when giant forests ruled the earth unchallenged. The relentless march of civilization used up the ancient forests, the wood, the animals, the land. And now we are at the last moment we will have the opportunity to save these remaining ancient ecosystems from our chainsaws. After a century of clear cuts, our national forests are badly fragmented. Oceans of mud are eroding from the roads and clear cuts that into pristine rivers. Fish can't spawn, birds can't nest, animals cannot roam. Many species are headed towards extinction. There are landscapes of clear-cut lands where there were once endless forests. The Act to Save America's Forests is an historic piece of legislation that would achieve forest protection on a national scale. The Act is an accumulation of science, popular will, and common sense. The Act says the national forest should be treated in the way that Americans want their public forests managed. Americans want the last remaining ancient forest and wild roadless areas protected from logging and road building. The Act would accomplish these clearly in national forests across the country. The public opposes clear cutting on public lands, and the Act would end this senseless and destructive management regime, sparing our national forests from further needless degradation of clear cutting. And the public wants the native species of plants and animals on our public lands protected. If our wild species cannot be safe on our public lands, then where can they survive? Our national forests should be natural forests. Indeed, the national forests are the largest spaces left in America, the last places that large, intact, complex natural forest ecosystems can survive. We should not be paying tax dollars for either clear cuts nor unnatural tree farms on our federal lands. The Act says the native species should be protected and restored. Scientists have strongly endorsed the Act because it is based on the principles of conservation biology. These three basic directives of the Act, protecting ancient forests, roadless areas, and other core forest areas, allowing limited amounts of ecologically compatible logging and buffer areas while preventing clear cutting, and protecting native species, is a comprehensive plan for managing our national forests. A plan of this scale is the only hope, as modern science has informed us, that small patches or biological islands of forests cannot long survive. We need to make our national forests whole once again. It should be self-evident to us all now that we need to live on this fragile planet in harmony with nature, not destroy it. If we pass the Act into law, 100 years from now, the millions of acres of clear cuts and scarred areas will heal over, and the national forests will be a continuous carpet of towering green forests such as existed centuries ago. They will once more be home to all the native species who can continue their life and evolutionary place on Earth. In both the Senate and the House of Representatives, the Act to Save America's Forests has made great legislative progress. It is time to push forward, end decades of interminable wrangling, and give strong, clear, and permanent legislative protection to the last remaining public wild forest. As in so many things, the world is watching America, looking to us for direction. If we turn over a new leaf and give this comprehensive balanced protection to our national forests, then we will set an example of large-scale forest protection for the entire world to follow. And I'll just take a minute to point out some of these exhibits. This is a ancient forest on federal land that was cut recently. This is a landslide on federal land that was clear cut, and the Bureau of Land Management, another federal land agency which this bill would cover, knew in its documents that this area was prone to landslides, it had loose soil, and that if they cut it, it said in their own documents, it could have a landslide, and yet they cut it anyway, and the landslide happened in Ellisville. And here is a picture, one of countless ones you could take on the federal lands, that shows the 400,000 miles of logging roads that have been built in our national forest at tremendous expense, primarily to cut the trees down. And now the 400,000 miles, to give a concept, is 10 times more miles than are in our interstate highway system. And these roads are eroding terribly and causing even more damage in conjunction with the clear cuts. And so this is damaged land that needs cores of citizens to repair the damage, take out many of these unneeded roads, and let the land, scarred land, heal over. This last exhibit shows a before and after of the very same spot. This was cut. This was taken in the year 2000, and it was cut. And so this is what we're losing, the last few percent of ancient forests, the trees and the animals that live there. And it took thousands of years for this particular forest to grow and become a climax forest. So it's really important that we save these last areas and put our national forests back into wholeness again.
Carl, thank you very much.